I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Hey, Jace!
Hello.
Hello. It's nice to see you and talk to you on another day that isn't the same day, and it's not your birthday still.
No, it's different. It's a totally different day. Wait, you can see me? That's creepy.
Yeah. Well, I got surveillance.
Oh, gross.
Mom and Dad asked me to do it just to keep an eye on you for them. They don't know how to run electronics, so I do it.
Right.
And I don't even know as much as you, so I don't know how it's still possible, but it's going.
Somehow. Somehow.
So anyway, I heard on my surveillance that you took a good poop today, and it was very, very relieving. And
it definitely was a poop. But it reminded me. One day I'm just gonna open a secondhand store where I just like you know. Exotic and different kinds of backless chairs, like finished and unfinished. Some need some work. Some need a little bit of TLC. But essentially, you know, this business that I'm thinking about opening is going to be called Loose Stools. Loose Stools and Such.
And Such.
Yeah, shit your ass down.
I thought you were going to say chairs that you modified to look like toilets. And I thought you meant it was going to be toilets because it's backless. And I don't think... Has anyone ever sat back on a toilet?
Wait, what? Sat back on it?
Yeah, like, does anybody
sit? Well, that's not a back. That's a tank. That's a water tank.
I know, but when you put the lid up, does anybody sit back? I don't think I've ever sat back on a toilet. It would gross me out to, like, all levels.
Well, like, literally, that's where... turd spray goes.
I know, so, but I now that I'm thinking if you got, about if you got anyone with
anyone in your home with an especially powerful colon, that would not be advisable. Just kind of like pressure washing the inside of the toilet bowl there.
So it's kind of like pressure washing the inside of multiple colons, and then that's your toilet seat lid.
Basically, so yeah, lean back if you want. But
just the fact that that's a possibility means that someone has done it. That's so gross.
Someone needs to, like, Lazy Boy needs to come up with a lazy bowl. And just lean on back. Just relax. Shit back and relax.
Shit back and relax.
Well, essentially, that's what they had in Idiocracy. That's what he gets up out of when he's baiting. He gets up out of his lazy bowl. Because there's a toilet built into the recliner that he's sitting in.
It's easier for some.
Well, it's going to be... How long until that thing gets invented? The recliner / toilet. I mean, the types of people I deliver to sometimes, I don't see them, you know... I can't imagine them outside of their homes.
Well, did you hear about this crocodile that's... apparently, he's like a 9-foot crocodile or something, and...
It's a 9-foot croc. That doesn't actually sound too big. Is that big? That doesn't sound big.
19. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
It's a big croc. Anyway, this guy, this farmer, kept missing cattle. And he couldn't figure out why his cattle would go missing. And then he found out it was a crocodile. And he hunted him down and killed him. And it took him, like, this giant tractor just to lift the crocodile. Stop taking my cattle!
And then now the crocodile's family has noticed that he's missing. And they're going to come back and hang a farmer by a tractor.
Yep, they learn how to ban tractors.
It's
going to
be cold.
Yeah.
Just feuding the crocs and the farmers.
It just never ends. It's like the battle in Israel. Same thing.
Yeah, it's just the different sects of Jews and people like that. It's the same thing, the crocodiles and the farmers.
That's how we can refer to it from now on, conflict. Oh, it's just a bunch of crocodiles and farmers again.
Oh, man, them crocs and farmers. Crocs and Farmer being recognized this year for his peace work in the plains, the swamp plains of Nebraska and Canada.
Swamp plains.
Yes.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Well, you can do whatever you want. Somewhere along the line, someone said birds and bees, and that made just about as much sense. So we can do this. Yeah. We can rewrite it however we want.
And then some guy named Chapstick Burt's Bees. Yeah. And then some dudes, some really like hella jacked dudes who were like had a well balanced core were like, these are called burpees.
Burpees are so weird.
No, if you do a bunch of them, they get easier.
No, they don't. I can do them very well. I don't like them. I get so tired.
Someone needs to invent a burpee that doesn't make you so tired.
Yeah. Can I get the same amount of work,
like,
but not have to do the work, but get the results?
Yeah, can there be, like, some exercise that's not like... I want to see the CrossFit version of those electronic pulse belts that just pulsate your muscles.
Ooh,
like
that sounds terrifying.
Like a super, like, a kettlebell meets a barbell, and then attached to one of those, and then also that thing that they put astronauts in to train them to not get dizzy when they're spinning on three axes. Mix all that together into something that just spins you all around and shakes your muscles, and then you can just, like, browse MySpace.
It sounds like it's, like, an adult version of shaken baby syndrome. Like, just... way more intense. Yeah,
so all of you get into that, and then everybody who uses that will be dumber. Yeah, and then the rest of us can just go on with our goddamn lives making products and educating people. You hippies. You people who are just fit to be fit.
Okay, so oddly enough, you know how Volkswagen, when they had their big recall and there's something they could have done about it, so they got in some big trubs. And apparently the guy, or one of the CEOs, the people in charge of Volkswagen, I guess they're in a very, very tough situation right now. You know, they got to tighten their belts and try to keep their workforce strong. But top executives insist on their bonuses this year.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. It's like, no, I know we're failing, but I got to get mine. They're probably also planning, like, bankruptcy, but no one knows, but they're saving all their assets in both ways. I do mean it in both ways. Saving their assets and taking care of themselves.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same thing with the banker bailout. Mm-hmm. You know, after they... I mean, not only did they knowingly corrupt the banking system and create a banking bubble, but they begged for a bailout, and then when they got the bailout, they gave themselves bonuses again, and then
it's
not
amazing.
Only... hold on, it's not even close to done. Not only did they go start inflating another bubble, but they also turned around and tried to sue the government for improperly, some communistic tactic, they called it. They tried to equate it to the government, like, unfairly influencing private business and stuff. It's like, you guys wouldn't have existed if, like, that bailout, no one wanted it to happen.
No,
so, like,
no one did.
It's basically, like, just Satan incarnate, if you really think about it. Like, everything going against reason and... I don't know. Like, I think of the word vulgar, and that thanks you because at every step, they turn and bite back, and
but
just
it's
like
still you're happening, and it's still allowed. Like, no, it feels like that's exactly what Hillary does, and what she's, you know, that's her, that's her crew. You know,
everything that was bad about Obama is what Hillary is. Like, Obama's done a lot of good things for our country,
like,
but he was also
like a concentration. Like,
he was also unfortunately involved in some very partisan decisions, which I don't know how much he was a willful participant in those. But there's a lot of trade agreements and things like that that are just very nefarious. And you see, Clinton always appears to be just driving the bandwagon. She's not just on it. She's like volunteered
day after day to drive the bandwagon. She's like, guys, I'm the best driver, honestly.
She's got a whistle, and she's just there, like, standing next to the door, and it's like, oh, I guess Clinton's driving the bus again today, because she just, like, she shows up early, and she does it. And then Obama gets, he gets roped into some of those decisions, but it's worrisome to me with the bandwagons and the buses and the confusion of the metaphors.
Why is everybody driving?
Yeah. You're driving me crazy.
Oh.
No, I just look at the map, and I look at our map, the map that was originally the one for driving people crazy, and then I just look, and it's just all around. It's just crazy, and it's a sea of crazy, literally. Like we're driving on the ocean.
Off land. Yep.
And we're just like, and I'm just looking, and the whole map just says crazy, and there's just like a compass rose, crying, and dejectedly pointing back to sanity, but it knows that we're not listening.
Huh. Speaking.
And we're not gonna follow that.
Speaking of water and sea, last night we got into the silliest back and forth. It was Wyatt and Everett and Anthony and I, and the boys were being, you know, they were just. They had their silly juice. I don't know what
little,
they did.
I'm a bunch of sillies.
They were, just a pack of them. Anyway, they started calling, they referred to fish as water fish, and then humans as land people, land persons. And nice. So I thought it would be really fun if we just kept on going and made every, because it seems like language and people are getting way more confusing. So you just be a little more specific. What kind of fish do you mean?
Oh, my God.
I mean a water fish. And who was it that put you in jail? It was that land cop over there.
Well, in a roundabout kind of way, you have... Maybe we've discussed this already, but some of the language... And as a reflection of your reflection. So like an endless reflecting room where it's just you keep on, keeps on going forever.
A lot of mirrors.
That is the contention of, you know, in a funny, innocent way, your kids stumbled across the whole argument about, was it trans male or cis male, and adding that prefix on to differentiate between who was naturally born and who was not naturally born, and the illogical argument that trans proponents make, which I'm not opposed to. If you're really, if that's the be all end all, you want to change your parts to make yourself feel better, that's fine. But you don't have to say, like, you don't have to make the differentiation. Like a trans, like their argument was, how do you differentiate between a man who's just a man and a man who was not always a man? It's like, well, a man who's just a man is a man. Here, watch. That guy's a man. Do you agree? Does everybody agree? And the guy who's a man's like, yep, there's no caveats to add to that. No asterisks, no assholes, no other things to append onto that. No other extra appendages. But then you're like, then you talk to the trans guy, you're like, you're a man, right? He's like, well. It's like, oh, what's that well about? It's like, oh, okay, that's the trans. See, you have to clarify there's a differentiation, but otherwise, a man's been a man. You don't have to add anything onto that to make him a man. So, I don't know.
Give
it's
him
just.
A bathroom.
Yeah, can we have our own bathrooms? My idea was next to, and this is going to be a very unpopular notion, but next to all the extra, all the trans bathrooms and everything, let's just have, I'm going to start a company where we just install doors. Mm-hmm. Just put a door and a frame in a wall that goes nowhere, and the door is always locked, so for all everybody knows, it's not actually just a door. But it just has a bathroom sign with a unicorn farting jelly beans on it.
Well, that does sound cute.
And nobody gets to go in that room, and everybody has to wonder what's going on in there. And then maybe, actually, and then my job moving forward, I'm going to employ myself. My job will be to drive around all of the bathrooms dressed as a unicorn, and then like open a smaller door on the door, collect the money from the deposit box for donations that's in there, and then leave. And then people will wonder, well, how does that unicorn? I never see the unicorn go in there either. And then I'll just drain jelly beans from the door too. That's all I'll do. I'll come by. There we go. The door's got a big tap on it. And I'll come by dressed as a unicorn. I'll just drive around the country.
Jason's got it.
Emptying jelly beans from the unicorn jelly bean fart doors.
Well, and I don't know that this plan can't work.
You don't know until I try it. And it doesn't work.
And then you've wasted a lot of time and money, but we learned something.
Mm-hmm. I could put it on the internet, and it could become the next Skittles dress. The next Skittles dress is the unicorn jelly bean fart door. Yep. See the way words can come together sometimes in such unexpected combinations. Oh, what fun.
What fun it is. Okay.
What other words we got to work with here?
Well, there's plenty. Apparently, some guy in Seattle.
Yeah, there's a guy in Seattle now? You're kidding.
Mm-hmm. It says, Seattle, Washington. Northwest Hospital and Medical Center urged more than 1,300 patients to get tested for hepatitis and HIV after a former surgery technician was charged with stealing and swapping syringes.
What?
Rocky Allen, 28, has pleaded not guilty, of course, to federal charges alleging syringes of painkillers and replaced them with these containing another substance. He was arrested in Colorado last month.
Wait, what was the other substance?
It just said another.
Wait, so he was so not only were people getting, like, random needles, but just, like, random chemicals?
Yeah, that's so freaky.
And that guy's like, check yourself for hepatitis and AIDS and also rust remover.
Yeah.
Yeah. Winterizer.
Yeah. Air conditioner coolant?
Yeah. Freon. Freon isn't free. It costs folks like you and me.
A little cooler.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not cool, bro. So super uncool. That kind of reminds me of a drug bust that I heard about. You can probably search the Webernets for this.
Webernets.
So a local, like a police, I forget where, but a police station decided to try an interesting tactic. They just put, like, on their Facebook that I think crack. There was a batch of crack or something
A
batch of crack.
It sounds like a mom's over here, just like, oh, I'm just whipping up a batch of crack.
A cracked out batch.
Cracked out batch.
Whoop. Yeah, that's one cracked out batch. Yeah. That there was a bad batch crack. That's one bad crack batch. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, fun. There was, I believe, crack that was tainted. And what crack isn't tainted, really, if you think about it?
It's all tainted.
It's all tainted. All the crack is tainted.
At the end, there's taint.
Yeah. Man, really, really derailed here. There was a tainted batch of crack, and that in order to prevent, like, so that you don't, hurt yourself on this bad crack, to bring your crack in for testing.
Yeah.
And one lady, I guess, actually did fall for it. She brought her illegal drugs into the police station to make sure that it wasn't tainted, and she was promptly arrested.
Oh, my goodness. Are you serious?
Smart. Well, that also reminds me of the story of the stoners who, I guess, were driving through. And it doesn't even seem real. It seems like some Reefer Madness stuff. But the stoners who were smuggling a bunch of drugs through a state, and then they got super paranoid. And there's just, if you look it up, there's a 911 call where these guys are like, so we were just driving a bunch of, you know, certain, like, materials across your state line, and, like, you just need to call your guys off. We see them, and they just won't, like, they won't come talk to us. Like, we're tired. Like, they thought that they were so paranoid, apparently, from smoking weed, that they thought they were being followed by agents, and that the agents were just keeping a distance and tailing them.
And not arresting them.
So they called 911 and turned themselves in. And, like, you hear the 911 operator, the operator's like, what's the situation? It's like, yeah, it's like, he's just like, okay, we'll come get you. And, like, they literally got themselves arrested because they were so paranoid from the drugs they were smuggling.
That they thought they were. Sweet destiny.
Yeah, it's funny. And, like, just imagine on either end, like, the senders and the receivers of that operation, like, when they see that on the news, like, dude, what the hell? Like, and they're all stoners, so they can't. They're not exactly the kind of people who break legs or, like get their money in blood out of people. So they're just like, bro, dude, bro, come on. And then the guys, when they get out of jail, they're like, well, sorry. And then they go and become a barista again somewhere, and they, like, consequence free. That's the nice side of being in the marijuana drug industry, is there's not a lot of, like, super harsh, like, retribution, at least until you get down to Mexico. But I did hear a story about some psychopath who took a dispensary owner hostage and actually took him out to the desert and cut off his junk and stuff like that. So that must have been, talk about getting sidewound, you know. You're like, hey, I'm just chilling out, running my pot dispensary, you know, life is good.
That wasn't necessary.
And then you get abducted by a guy and he takes you to the desert and cuts off your wang. It's like, well, didn't see that coming.
It won't be coming anymore.
Exactly. Won't be going either. Unfortunate.
Oh, cool story, bro.
Yeah, uncool story, bro. Mm-mm. Dude, mm-mm. Dick move. Nice.
Oh my gosh. We have to talk about a couple things.
That detachable penis.
Yeah, detachable penis. We have to talk about how when mom posts things on Facebook, she does the funniest things, like saying, this isn't real, is it?
Oh, yeah, oh my God. Right? Like the things that are obviously not real. Okay. That Volkswagen so pod you're posted, about to talk about. Okay. Yeah.
Yes. She posted a viral video that's going around of a Costa Rican park that has been taken over by hundreds of dogs. And she posted the video, and her caption was, I presume they have all been fixed.
Like, what? What a scathing commentary. It's like, really, really cut down to the core of this issue. And what's at hand here?
I just think it's so funny. And then you try to tell it, like, you try to point it out, and she's, what? What? And you're like,
well, it's one of those things that's like it's like a Chinese finger trap of conversation where it's like, I don't know how exactly to engage.
No, right underneath it is another video, a Volkswagen commercial. Yep. Her caption is, I don't think this is real.
Exactly. Yeah, obviously a whimsical concept video. And she Peggy Hills it all the time. Like, that's, I think we already talked about, mom gosh. Is like our Peggy Hill. Where she's like, in my opinion, people breathe oxygen. And it's like, what? Okay.
Oh my gosh, I love every second of it. I didn't even know that. I was referencing something that she's posted before and done that. Did not even realize that right under the exact video was.
Well, yeah, like, see, that's what, like, you hear. I was thinking you were going to talk about that because I saw that before we started our epidude. But yeah, she's off the rails.
She's the best.
It's only going to get crazier too, you know, as the aging process continues.
Really, it's only so good.
It's only going to accelerate into unfathomable reaches. I was trying to throw a chicken nugget to my cat while I was constructing that sentence.
Were you really?
Yeah. Technically, it's called a boneless wing, but you loser retards who order these things and eat them. You're adults eating chicken nuggets. Just call it what it is.
Yeah, but you put them in sauce. It's different.
It's like, but it's not like shaped like a boot. It's just shaped like a chunk of like reconstituted chicken in breading.
A reconstituted chicken.
Yeah, the chicken wrote its own constitution.
I hate McDonald's.
The Second Amendment of the reconstituted chicken is especially damning. Freedom of screech.
You're hilarious.
Nah, it can't be the case. If that's what I'm doing, then I'd like to. We should just pull the plug on this right now because I am not here to joke around. Yes.
Obviously.
I'm here to joke above.
Yeah, that is a direction. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can take jokes there.
No. Yep.
I get it. So, okay. So, have you seen Mom and Dad lately? How are they?
They're attending Jim Barker's funeral on this day.
Oh, I shouldn't have asked.
Yeah, they invited me along, and I kind of thought, just cosmically, no one's going to blame me for not taking that invitation.
Because it's your birthday.
Exactly.
Oh.
How inconsiderate.
I know. Be like, when I turned 32, I was sad.
Like, yeah, what a bummer, man. This day's all about me, right? Like, Speaking of which, also, I turned off my birthday on Facebook. I turned off my birthday.
I'm still going to wish you happy birthday and start the whole thing over.
Like, that's just such a stupid tradition that's passively begun. Like, no one has, like, there's going to be a day when everyone's like, "What? When did we like do anything other than just like half-heartedly, one half-heartedly wish people half-heartedly wish people a happy birthday on Facebook? It's just, I don't know, it's stupid. Like, you're a birthday, well, people, a birthday notification just pops and be like, oh, okay. Yeah, an after birthday notification shows up.
That's why I didn't say happy birthday. I said happy barf day. Oh, and did I call you a barf bag? I don't remember what I called you. It was something very loving. I said it in a very loving tone. Mm-hmm. I hope you understood.
Sure. Sure. But, oh, and my idea also, wait, I think I already said that.
Wait.
Did I already mention about sharing birthdays with moms?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you said we should just have them.
Well, I don't know about that.
Oh. Oh, but I think we should have them.
Co-opt. Yeah, maybe. In any event, yeah, I did go over that.
Yes.
So it's, I don't think anybody should be, wishing people happy birthday on Facebook, because that's stupid. Just wish people that you see, like, or send them a card or something. All this like happy birthday on Facebook, that took you 10 seconds to write, douchebag.
But they did take a think to do it.
They had to be reminded. they wouldn't have given a shit. Here, I'll prove to you, watch how many people wish me happy birthday today.
Why? Oh, because they didn't get reminded?
Yeah,
because
they didn't get a reminder on Facebook.
Okay, well, I'm going to say something on your Facebook page.
See?
And then people are going to be like, is it really his birthday?
Yeah, well, and those are, and then that's the next level. That's the secondary level of friends, the people who give a shit enough to notice that it might be my birthday. Because some people, they'll just say, happy birthday, but it's not like an official Facebook thing saying it. So they're like, oh, that must be a joke or something. I'm just going to scroll past and then like some new product on Etsy or something, or Kickstarter.
I'm gonna take a quiz.
I'm gonna like this new product that's a cozy for people born with both genitals. It's a new kind of underwear that only 0.5% of the society can even wear. Crowdfunded.
Are you talking about like somebody who's like has both parts, like they're born with it? Or they choose to identify.
Well, it's for later. I mean, you guys won't know about it yet, but it's a new kind of organ people will have called a giraffe. when people have giraffes in the Jurassic period, giraffe will show itself, and then my underworld will become shockingly relevant. So,
see, well, that's what we've always said about you, though, is that you're ahead of your time.
Mm-hmm. Or behind, or woefully behind.
You're so behind the times.
But since fashion is cyclical and technology is not, we're going to see which way ends up being the better one. The fork in that road. The fork in that chode. We're experiencing a fork in the chode right now. Culturally trying to, you know, just find our own physical and sexual identities. Well, that's that kind of sounds
you've
like
made a very interesting picture.
It sounds like a very 21st century version of like To Kill a Mockingbird, the fork and the chode. Who moved my cheese? You know.
Oh my god.
Just in series, like, you know, just it's just like it sounds very natural to me. Yeah, just let that sink in. Those words.
You just have the best ones when you put them together, and they make all the sense.
I'm like Huck Finn in a shallow riverbed, hunting crawdads and spouting off racist epithets, and then kicking up conversation. Like sediment on the bottom of the river. It's like, we really didn't need these words kicked back up. They settled a long time ago. You need to stop referring to things as faggot, literally. It doesn't help.
No, but like, actually.
It's never going to help. Like, I was going to post a joke on Twitter saying, like, well, after a big windstorm, all the faggots come out. But then I'm like, no one's going to get that.
Dang!
After everyone gets blown, the night after everyone gets blown, all the faggots are out on the streets just resting. See, that's not funny. No, oh, God. I can't just say that out of or in context. Like, if I explain that to you, even like a comedian might look at you and be like, eh, oh, nah, no, that's why I haven't said that joke.
I could have.
We've all thought of it, but we didn't say it.
Jason's behind again.
I'd sooner promote rape culture than tell that joke, sir.
Oh.
And do.
Unpleasant.
Yeah, well, you know what's even more unpleasant? Censorship.
Ouch.
Yeah. You need to look into this mirror, looking at another mirror and yet another mirror and then into mirrors on into infinity.
There's a lot of me.
Yeah, it just keeps going. It keeps broing and broing and broing. And broing.
That's ridiculous.
Clear eyes.
Good stop. You don't sound like him. You sound better.
Yeah. I don't sound like a depressed Jew. Is Ben Stein, he's still alive, right? Where'd he go? He just kept going.
Where'd he go? Yeah.
What's up with that guy?
He kind of probably pulled a Chris Rock. And just, or not Chris Rock. Not Chris Rock. Crap. The other one. Dave
the
Chappelle.
Other Chris.
Yeah, the Dave Chappelle. He just left.
Yeah, probably. But more quietly, because not like when Dave Chappelle left, people noticed. Oh, man. Somewhere Ben Stein just shot, just cried a drop of clear eyes, and he doesn't know why. Somewhere Ben Stein just over-medicated with clear eyes, and it ran down his cheek like a tear, and he doesn't know why.
My ears are ringing. My eyes are watering. Clear eyes.
my giraffe is fluctuating.
Giraffe. Gross.
Yeah, Jurassic fart.
Farts are appropriate.
You need to settle your ass down.
Oh my goodness, yeah. Oh. Oh my gosh. So it's so cute. So Everett turns out he does need glasses, but only really for like seeing the board or like watching a movie. Well, he wasn't feeling
well
yesterday.
Or for getting dates with ladies.
With ladies. Okay, so he wore his glasses yesterday, and so I had to leave. I went to the gym. All the other kids are at school, and I called him and I said, "Hey, you know, how are the glasses working for you?" He goes, "Pretty good." He goes, "I can see this girl on TV, and she's pretty."
See, I go, "Okay." What did I say at the beginning of this?
I know, right?
Yeah.
And then, so I said, he goes, "Yeah, when I do this, she's blurry, and then when I put them back on, I can see that she's pretty." And I go, "So the first thing you can see when you have glasses is a pretty girl?" And he goes, "Yeah, that and a pretty cat."
And then,
I guess there's a cat on TV.
And then, young child, the first thing that you see when you put on beer goggles will be an ugly lady once again.
A full circle.
It's beautiful.
I just thought it was funny. He's like, "Yeah, I had a pretty cat." And you're like, "And a pretty cat." And he's like, "Yeah." It was so cute. I couldn't stop laughing. It was so cute.
Yep.
Roscoe said something else the other day. I can't remember. I feel like my brain is failing me. Maybe I should take brain oils.
They have those?
Isn't that... Yeah, aren't they like oils that are pressed from other people's brains?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's why we got so many extra people.
Is that what fish oil is? It's for your brain, but it's like from fish brains?
That's from fish bodies.
Yep, in their brain.
I've been taking my own nootropic stacks lately.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, tell.
I would recommend, because I was buying Onnit and other, you know, pre-formulated nootropics, which do have their benefits, but they're quite expensive when you look at them. And if you're on a budget...
Especially when you are on a budget like you are.
Yeah, when you're... I'm not even on a budget. Like, I got my budget up on lifts, and I'm working on it like a car, but I don't know shit about budgets or cars. So I'm just over there. I got oil all over myself and, like, eating sandwiches at the same time with oily hands. It's like... Getting distracted by internet memes, mostly cat ones, but this is all
that
like
does sound
this,
like you.
Since this is all like a one big metaphor, there's no computer near me. It's just actually like every now and then I'll just say, hey, internet, Facebook feed, and then like a couple guys will come by who I hire specifically to come by like and hold a couple cat photos.
Exactly.
They'll hold a couple cat photos up next to me and be like, huh? And I'm like, oh. okay. Oh. And then I'll click like on the cat photo, and then another guy will come up and draw a quick thumbs up on the photo, and then I'll wave my hand like I'm scrolling. And yeah. No, I'll wave my hand like I'm scrolling, and then guys, they'll have to do like an accordion effect to keep the picture scrolling past me, and I'm like, oh, this is delightful. And I'll just be eating my, like, instead of working on anything that I was supposed to be up under the lip there, I'm just eating a sandwich and browsing the internet. That's, you know, I think most people can relate to that.
Yeah.
In the metaphor of life where we are trying to fix the car that is our psyche, rather than actually do anything productive, you get distracted by extra people who you pay money to distract you. Yeah. With cat photos and hand you sandwiches to eat with your filthy hands.
I think you nailed it.
Did you ever know that you're my hero sandwich?
Hero.
You keep thinking I'm saying hero. I'm saying hero. It's a hero sandwich. It's a submarine sandwich. This is an American invention that we stole from Italy. Along with prostitution and cigarettes, probably. I don't know.
Probably.
A bunch of baguettes over there.
Baguettes.
Yeah. After the baker gets in there and he's been baking for several hours in the morning, well, the baguettes come out. Bunch of flaming baguettes.
You flaming baguettes.
Well, that means that he's cooked them improperly if they're flaming. It's a charred life.
Oh.
There should be like a vegan. A vegan needs to rewrite like Hard Knock Life. It's a Hard Knock Life for us. Gotta eat a bunch of kale. Getting made fun of by my friends for never eating anything at a barbecue. It's a Hard Knock Life. Yeah, just redo that. Just retool that song for vegans and vegetarians.
It's the short, non-rhyming.
Yeah.
I can't.
You know, when you abandon rhyming schemes, the options are endless. I don't know if rapsters know this.
It's such art. Wait till you hear it back. The way that you said, Kyle. Oh no. You should always do that.
I mean, I think we broke the internet. Kim Kardashian at least loosened it, and we broke it.
She loosened it with her big cock.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Her big jowly buttocks.
Aurora sent me a picture yesterday because she's like, this used to be Kim's face. And then later she goes, oh my gosh, somebody did it. Somebody did a side-by-side of Kim before. And they said, I want Kim's surgeon's number. I'm going to have to send you the picture. It's crazy.
Don't text it to me. Like, send it to me on a computer.
I don't know how. It's on my phone.
You just look for the same photo on your computer. And then you send it to me.
Oh. Well, but it's right here already. And then you have a phone right next to you.
Then I have to transfer it from my phone to my computer. Like, that's the dumbest thing ever.
Well, so that just means you have to do the work and I don't.
I have to do more of the work than you would have to do if you actually knew how to use the internet and devices. Like usual, people not knowing what they're doing means that other people have to know extra what they're doing to compensate.
That's why you're here.
Unfortunately,
oh my goodness,
so.
Yes.
It's true. Like, damn it. This is why I stay inside.
That's right.
Keep having people like, can you help me with this?
Jason's like, no. But I will.
I can't.
It is true. You are. You don't like people and you don't like to do things. But the problem is, if you are around them, you will because you're nice. And that's like your downfall.
Not so much nice as I just like, I like humanity to operate efficiently. And I want to help that happen. And like, literally like at work, I've become like, and also it's kind of nice and gratifying because as you get older, like I actually like know my shit. and I find myself setting people straight. And then people are also asking me for guidance and stuff. And I'm like, oh, this is new. What's all this about?
Don't ask me about budgets.
As long as it doesn't come to money. But like physical and spatial relationships and mathematical, you know, sort of considerations. Yeah, fire away. But don't put a dollar sign in front of any of it. I'll get scared. I'll just start to cry and throw rocks at it until it breaks, or I don't know what it's for. I don't know what that thing is.
I'm not even sure.
It's like an S with an I, or like an 11, depending upon how you draw it. Like, what is that?
What is that?
What is that? My currency signal is just a question mark with an X through it. If I had to invent a currency.
Which is why you keep going to your cats for help and advice.
Yeah, exactly.
On your budget.
Yeah, they are. I consult the oracles, as I call them.
Your oracles.
Yeah.
Just two.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to get any more. Maybe a third. You know, just a backup in case.
Backup oracle.
No, I should just recreate like the Minority Report with the precogs, the precats. I've got. See, I've already got the two brothers. I would just need to get one female cat to be like the main cat. You know, the one that the other two listen to. Without that cat, the system breaks down.
If you had a female spayed cat,
and without a turd cat, the litter box system breaks down. It literally breaks down.
Literally, maybe she'll teach them some manners, and they'll try to, you know, be a little more refined around the lady cat.
Speaking of cats, I'll tell you what. I switched over from the vitamins I was feeding my cats, which were like break-upable ones. They're like little cat treats that are vitamins. Mm-hmm. I'm breaking up with you vitamins, which I literally did because I went back to I went back to the liquid little squirt bottle thing. That it's basically omega oils for your cats. Yeah. And my goodness, if my cats aren't silky smooth and even more well-behaved.
My cats! Because you gave them brain oils.
I guess. Like, literally, both my cats seem nicer, and they're definitely both softer as a result of the oils. But, like...
I wish we had that for people.
Yeah, well, we do. It's called vitamins and diet.
Yeah, but like, people don't know that.
Well, the only problem is that we're not allowed to own people and make them take vitamins, you know? Like, there's a big difference between cats and people.
Yeah.
There's a reason my cats are healthy and happy. It's because I own them. Oh. I think I just agreed with Cliven Bundy. I think about the guy who all the Republicans are like, yeah, constitutional rights, take back our land. And then Cliven Bundy's like, black people should be slaves, they'd be happier. And then everyone's like, oh, I kind of agree, but I can't say that.
But like with cats.
But maybe with cats. No, that's what Democrats are saying. Like cats or freedom of speech. Democrats and liberals would like to keep freedom of speech like a pet. That they can, a tame pet that they get to...
Yeah,
they get to enjoy it, and they feed it and feed into it. But then if anyone else tries to come and enjoy their freedom of speech, no, that's not allowed. You're being a bigot toward my freedom of speech, and you're not allowed to also speech freely.
Oh, look, there's a pack of bigots.
And I like how also the freedom of speech is equated to... a freedom from consequence. It's like, I'm just allowed to call you a violent bag of dicks that's being thrown into a daycare and you can't say anything back. No. I don't...
That's how that works.
Yeah. Like, no. I mean, I'm allowed to punch you in the face if I want. Like, then I have to suffer those consequences, but, like, that's part of a dialogue at that point.
It is. It becomes now... It's a tennis match.
It's a punch-a-log.
Back and forth. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's right.
I'm going to punch you right in your ass.
Giraffe. Oh my god. Perfect ending. I gotta go.
Giraffe is a perfect ending.
Yeah.
Perfect ending. Yes. Everything. All of the things together.
All of them.
Mixed into a bowl and made into a batter. And put into an oven and baked at 420 degrees and
that's
enjoyed.
You. That's
imbibed
you.
And hallucinated. That's basically what our process is. If you just equate it to making pot brownies and then eating them and then hallucinating and falling asleep.
That's the best way to listen to Sipcast.
I hope that's what you're all doing. 3, 2, 1. Yes.